Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Victor Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Germany's BND intelligence service said Huawei isn't trustworthy enough to be responsible for the country's 5G networks, citing past security-relevant incidents. As Germany prepares for a 5G rollout, some intelligence agencies are reportedly urging the country's leaders to stay away from the Chinese tech giant, arguing that it could attempt to steal corporate secrets if it has access to critical network infrastructure. Huawei has pushed back against claims like these, stressing that it doesn't install backdoor access for the Chinese government and paints any assertions otherwise as unfounded. Google is adding a second option to disable SMS as a second authentication factor in G Suite. This means you can have the best of both worlds. An admin can enforce multi-factor authentication on accounts but still allow users to deploy authentication apps or hardware keys that are more secure. The policy is enforced across your entire domain and will be rolled out over the next couple of weeks to all G Suite customers. DARPA is helping to build an open-source secure voting system. It has a contract with Galois to build it for this summer's DevConf conference, where attendees will have a chance to find any bugs. University researchers will also be encouraged to examine the code too after the conference. Tesla unveils the Model Y. The compact SUV will launch in 2020 with a starting price of $47,000. It promises 30 miles of range on a single charge. It also launched a $51,000 all-wheel drive model and a $60,000 performance version, which will go from 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. The company plans to launch a $39,000 version with a 230-mile range in 2021. The pre-orders are available now. Google and ZTE file patents for foldable screen technology, reports Patiently Mobile. Google's filing describes an OLED screen that can fold in two places at the same time. ZTE is also developing a foldable device. It is unknown if or when the technology will be used for consumer products. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.